Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Samech Amid Beis. So the second part of yesterday's daf was a new sugya. We're continuing to discuss the Neskalim, Eluhena Neskalim. The Gemara had gotten involved in the Megadeth, which digressed into four or five blot of sugyas of Bnei Noach, some of the more geshmak, edafen, and chas. And now we return to the list of Neskalin, the second of which is a Oved Avodas Kechavim. So if someone's Oved Avodas Zara, he's Chayv Skilo. How do we know that you're not allowed to be Oved Avodas Zara? It says it countless times in the Torah. There are two ideas that are mentioned over and over and over again in the Torah. One is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Another one is the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam points out it's because these two things are so important, they're so crucial to being a Yid, they're so fundamental that the Torah repeated it over and over and over again. So there are many, many psukim that discuss the Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in the next few blot is going to go through several of these psukim, but for now we began with the introductory Mishnah. The Mishnah said that ha'oved avodas kechavim, if someone's oved avodas zarah, is chayiv skila. And then the Mishnah gave a few examples of what avodas zarah is. Echad ha'oved, which is general, ve'echad ha'mizabeach, if somebody shechts an animal avodas zarah, ve'echad ha'mikater, or if somebody is makter, the basar of an animal, the shame of avodah zarah, the echad ha-menasech, which the Gemara said means either nisuch in such as nisuch hamayim, nisuch hayayin, or even zrikas adam, the echad ha-meshtachver, if somebody bows down to avodah zarah, those would all be examples of worshipping avodah zarah. And then finally, the echad ha-mekabli olav ledoika, the ha-oimer loy eliator. If someone just generally, he talks, we'll see more about that in the Gemara, and he says, I'm taking upon this avodah zarah as my elokus, that in and of itself would be avodah zarah. But as it relates to the types of avodah that constitute avodah zarah, so the Mishnah said, echad ha-oved, which is general, and then the Mishnah gave four examples. Somebody shechts, he's makter, he's menasich, and he's mishtachiv. So the Gemara says, how do you make sense of this Mishnah? So the Gemara said as follows. When it said Echad Oved, what it means is that if somebody worships an Avodah Zarah Kedarko, meaning there were different Avodah Zarahs that apparently had their own unique ways that people used to worship them. The Gemara talked about some of the extremes, Baal Pa'ar, Markulis, where the Derech Avodah was even Derech B'Zayin. But the point is, there were probably many different types of Avodah Zarah, all of which had their own unique way of worshiping them. So even if it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, even if there's no Makar to it in the Torah, not in Torah Shabbat, not in Torah Shabbat Peh, but if the Minig HaPagans is to worship this Avodah Zarah in this way, and you do that, that's Echad Oved. You're going to be Chayav Skila. In addition to that, there are certain things that are considered universal ways of worshiping an Avodah Zarah. So even if no one's ever done it before, even if it's not the Derech of the pagans to do it, but if you do that to any Avodah Zarah in the world, you're going to be Chayav. And what are the examples? The Mishnah gives four. That's how someone shechts an animal, he's makter, he's menasech, or if he's mishtachav. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? How do we know that? So the Gemara said, the cheshbon is as follows. It says in the pasuk, zeveach le'elohim yochram, bilti la'shem levadi. Now this pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. So this is one of the first psukim in the Torah that talk about Avodah Zarah. The first, of course, is Parshas Yisra, the Aseres Hadibros. Lo Yilucha, the second one of the Aseres Hadibros is the Isra Avodah Zarah. But then right away, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah repeats a pasuk that says, Zoyveach lo'elohim yachram, bilti la'shem levadai. And it's interesting, if you look in the Rishonim, Rashi ala Torah, the Ramban ala Torah, Ibn Ezra, the Sfarna, the Rashbam, they're all bothered why the Torah had to mention this pasuk. And really, the Ramban doesn't understand why everybody's so bothered. There's so many psukim that talk about Avodah Zarah. Not just that, Zoyveach lo'elohim yachram. If somebody shechts lo'elohim to Avodah Zarah, yachram. What does yachram mean? He's going to be confiscated. He himself is going to be chayev misa. Rashi says, you must. That's the definition of yachram. So the Ramban says, you want to know why the Torah had to say zevech lelehim yachram? This is the second time the Torah even mentioned Avodah Zarah. The first time it was mentioned in the Ten Commandments, which tells us that it's super duper chamor, but we don't even know what the punishment is. What's the oinish? Is it a regular loisa say? So here the Torah has to say, Zoveach lelehim yachram, that if somebody shechts Avodah Zarah, he's going to be chayiv misa. But if you look at the Rishonim are bothered why the Torah had to mention this pasuk. Again, al derech ha-pshat. The Sephorna says something interesting. The Sephorna says that elehim is a lashon rabin. Zoveach lelehim l'chol elehus yachtov. So this is something we spoke a lot about in the beginning of the week. Shitov. Zoveach lelehim yachram says this furna is the makar to shitov. that you're not allowed to believe in Hashem or serve Hashem and also serve another deity. Why do we speak about this? Because Natsros is Shituf. And we mentioned the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ba'al Tosfos, whether a Noitzri is treated in Halacha as an Eved Avodah Zarah, he's not treated in Halacha as an Eved Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Machlokes Surah says that a Benoyach or Noitzri was considered an Eved Avodah Zarah. The Ramah seems to say not that way in Erechaim, Simen Kufnu and Vav, but either way, the Sforn is saying that this Pasuk is the Makar. But this is all Aderech HaPshat. The way the Gemara goes is Avech Lelihim Yachim is just another Pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the end of the Pasuk? Bilti Lashem Levadei. So the Gemara said that Bilti Lashem Levadei is really the key. Bilti Lashem Levadei teaches us that every Avodah has to be done LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once upon a time we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Kayanim used to do their Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were only allowed to do Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilti Lashem Levadei. If that's the case, if all Avodahs have to be done Dafka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why then did the Torah have to say Zoveach Leilohim Yachram? Zvicha, Shchita is a form of Avodah. It's an example of an Avodah. So if it's an example of an Avodah, why did the Torah have to single it out? Says the Gemara, and this is the punchline really of the Sugya, because Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa V'yotza Menachlal Lelamid. And what's the rule? It's one of the Shloshes Remidos, Sha'atayu Nedreshes Behem. Loi lelamid al atzma yotza, el lelamid al klal kula yotza. Meaning, although Bilti Lashem Levadi seems to say that all Avodahs are Aser, whether it's Kedarka, whether it's Shaloi Kedarka, all Avodas Aser, but Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa, and Zvicha teaches me how exactly to qualify the Klal. And how do you qualify the Klal? Do me the Zvicha. What's unique about Zvicha? It's an Avodah that was done Bifnim, it was done inside the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the only time you're ever going to be Chayiv for being Oved Avodah Zarah, where it's Shaloi Kedarka, is if you're doing an Avodah, but that's an Avodah Zpinim. It has to be Dumi the Zvicha. But if the Avodah is not going to be an Avodah that's Dumi the Zvicha, in that case, you're not going to be Chayiv. So it could be an Avodah, it could be Derech Kovid. But if there's no equivalent thereof, where the Yidin, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Mishkan, they would do this exact Avodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Halach is not going to be Chayiv. And even though it says, Bilti Lashem Levadi, it sounds like all Avodahs, but Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa, V'yotza Min HaKlal, L'lamid Al HaKlal Kuloi, to tell me that the only time there's an idea of Bilti Lashem Levadi is if the Avodah is similar to Zvicha. What's unique about Zvicha? Zvicha is an Avodah's pimp. Now the truth is that for the briskers, when you learn Kachim, so you learn that Shchita Lav Avodah. Shchita is really not an Avodah. Here we have Zvicha as the epitome of an Avodas Pnim that's being used L'lamid ala klal kula yotza. So we'll save that for Zvachim Yudale. That's the Zvachim Sugis already. But the bottom line is Zaveach was Bechlal V'yotza min haklal to teach me that halacha. Stating that, there's one Avodah mentioned in the Mishnah that wasn't Avodas Pnim, and that was Mishtachave. There was no Hishtach Havoya as an Avodah that the Kehanim used to do. Now, there was an idea that when somebody came up to the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be Mishtachava, but it's not considered, Chazal didn't treat Hishtach Hava as Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zricha, Haktara, Nisach. It wasn't considered Avodah's Pnim in the laws of Kachim. And still the Mishnah says you're going to be Chayiv Hishtach Hava. So how do you know you're Chayiv Hishtach Hava? So the Gemara said, it's learned out from another Pasuk. Dvarim Yud Zayin, Psukim Gimel, Dalet, hey, the Pasuk over there says, Vayelech Vayavad Elohim Acherim. We're talking about Hashem is warning the Yidden, Moshe, Mishnah Torah, that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure you don't do Avodah Zarah. And he gives examples of Avodah Zarah. Vayishtachavu lahem, you're going to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. V'lashemesh, or you're going to bow down to the sun, or the erech, to the moon, or the chotzva, shemay, masha, loitzivisi. And then two psukim later. What happens if somebody does that? Vaytzeisar, seishahu, eishahi, asha asu, asadova, arraze, el shorecha, uskaltim, bavonim, vamesu. You're going to be chayiv skilo. So you see chayiv skilo, even for Hishtach Havah. So says the Gemara that even those Zvicha B'chal Hoysa, V'yotzman HaKlal Olam Edal HaKlal Kulay, that the only time Yechayiv is Avodas Pnim, and even though Hishtach Havah is not Avodas Pnim, still, Echad HaMishtach Havah, if someone bows down to an Avodah Zarah, whether it's the Shemesh, whether it's the Areach, whether it's any other form of Elohim Acherim, you're going to be Chayiv, even Shaloi Kedarka. Why? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'yishtach Havu Lahem. And then afterwards it says, if somebody does that, Uskaltem Ba'avonim V'mesu. In other words, Hishtach Havah is the exception of the rule, says the Gemara, and that's where we're going to pick up. And this kasha is going to take us till two thirds of the way down. Samech Aleph Amid Beis kasha and the Gemara's discussion of it. So you have to get the kasha. How does the Gemara know to say that Zvicha was Bechlal V'yotza Min HaKlal L'lamed Al HaKlal Kuloi, to tell me that the only time Yechayev Shaloi Kedarka is if the Avodah that you're doing is similar to Zvicha, which is an Avodah's Pnim, Maybe say fakert. Maybe say hishtachava b'chlal hoysa. Bilti l'Hashem levada is all inclusive. When it says in Dvarim Yudzayin, vayishtachavu lahem, hishtachava was yotzam in haklal, and maybe hishtachava is melamed al haklal kuloi. And hishtachava is going to teach me that bilti l'Hashem levada is more inclusive, not dum yedizvicha, which is limited to the avoidas that were done bifnim, but rather dumi d'shtachava, which is any avoida that's derech kovid, even if it wasn't done bifnim, maybe then you're going to be chayev. So how do you know that zvicha is the yotzah min haklal olamid? Maybe hishtachava was the yotzah min haklal olamid. Now says the Gemara, v'chi teimer rava bar avchanan, he followed through with the question. Zedeach lomali, you're going to ask me, why did I have to say zvicha then? What's the cheshbon? Because bishloy, if zvicha is the one that's yatzam in haklal, so zvicha teaches me that the only time you chayev bilti l'Hashem levadai, the only time you chayev is avodas pnim. So I understand why the Torah has to tell me yishtachava, because yishtachava is not avodas pnim. So zvicha tells me you're only chayev avodas pnim. Hishtachava says that even though it's not avodas pnim, still you're going to be chayev. But if hishtachava is the one that's yatzam in haklal, so I know you're always chayev even if it's not avodas pnim, so why does the Torah have to tell me zvicha? If you're chayef ishtachava, then certainly you're going to be chayef zvicha. It's bechlal masayimona. Madach ishtachava, which is an avoda that's derech kovid, that's not bifnim yechayef, certainly you should be chayef zvicha. So the chitim is a veach lomali. So Rav Barav Chanan preempted this follow-up. He said, I'll tell you why. Maybe the reason we need zvicha is the mechashman ve'avoda la'avoda to teach me halacha. And this is a real briska, kachim type halacha, that if someone's oved avoda zara, and at the time that he's being oved avoda zara, he doesn't have in mind the avoda zara. See, he's going to shecht to an idol. He's shechting an animal to an idol. And b'shas, he shechts, he has no machshava to take upon this idol, l'shem avoda zara. However, he has a machshava that after he shechts, he's going to take the blood, he's going to do zrika to the same avoda zara, and b'shas the zrika, he's going to be mekabel the avoda zara upon himself as his new Elohim Acherim. So what's the halacha? Are you chayev? Are you not chayev? The itmar sheicha behemel lizrik damal avoda zara. If somebody shechts an animal and he has in mind not b'shas the shechita to be mekabel avoda zara, but b'shas the shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do the zrika. And at the time of this rikki, he's going to be kabbal this avodah zarah. Well, the hakdu kabbal avodah zarah, where he has a mind to be makdu the chalav and the fast of the animal avodah zarah. Rabbi Yechonon of Asura. Rabbi Yechonon says aser. Reish Lakish amu muteres, and Reish Lakish says muter. Rashi explains. Rabbi Yechonon says aser because Rabbi Yechonon learns avodas chutz, avodas that were done to avodah zarah. May avodas prim from the avodas that were done in the Beis Hamikdash. And just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a concept of piggle, so too there's an idea of piggle when it comes to avodah zarah. What's piggle? Somebody's doing one of the dalet avodah sadam, and b'shas he does one of the dalet avodah sadam, shechita kabbalah ilocha zvika, those are the dalet avodah sadam when you learn kachim. So if somebody's doing one of the dalet avodah sadam, and b'shas he's doing the avodah, he has a machshava hapiselas. His machshava is that I'm going to take the meat and I'm going to eat it either chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mkoymoi. I'm going to take the chalavim and I'm going to be machter them. Either chutz l'zmanei or chutz l'mkoymoi. Or I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to spritz it. So that's only possible during shechita kabbalah and halacha. So I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to do the zrika. Chutz l'zmanei, chutz l'mkoymoi. The halacha is piggle. It becomes piggle. The carbon becomes possible. So Rabbi Yochanan said that just like there's an idea of piggle when it comes to avodas pnim, it comes to an avodah that was done in the Beis Hamikdash, so too there's a concept of piggle when it comes to avodah zarah. Rish Lakish said not that way. Says the Gemara, Sahan ilich Rabbi Yochanan, Bishloim according to Rabbi Yochanan, I already know that mechashvin me avodah l'avodah b'avodah zarah. I learned it from piggle. So you can't ask me a kasha that maybe Zoyveach l'lehim yochram is coming to teach me that if someone is oved avodah zarah, is mechashem avodah l'avodah, it's going to be considered avodah zarah. Elo l'Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who holds muteres, what does that mean? He does not learn avodah chutz from avodah pnim. He doesn't learn avodah zarah from pigo. Why not? Maybe learn it from Zeveach L'lehim Yachram Bayikra, and maybe this is the Makar. So again, Rabbi Rav Chanan said that how do I know that Zeveach L'lehim Yachram was the Yotzim and Aklal L'lamid to teach me that the only time you chayev for avodah zarah shaloi kedarka is if it's similar to zvicha, if it's not avodas pnim? Maybe ishtachava is what was yotzam and aklal, and it's teaching me that you're not only chayev for avodas pnim, but you're chayev for all avodas. As long as it's an avodah that's derech kovid, maybe similar to ishtachava, we'll see more about that later, but more inclusive. Maybe eat when you're chayiv hashtachavah. The kasha will be that if hashtachavah is yatzim and akal, what are you going to do with zaveach lelihim yachr? Because bishleim if zvicha is yatzim and akal, I need hashtachavah to tell me that even though hashtachavah is not similar to zvicha, because it's not avodas prim, still you're chayiv. But if you're telling me you're chayiv even by hashtachavah, then certainly you're going to be chayiv by zvicha. So what am I going to do with zaveach lelihim yachram? The teretz is, says Rav Bar Rav Chanan, will use zvicha to teach me that mechashve me avodah lavodah. You don't need it to tell me that if you shecht avodah zarah you chayev. But what if you shecht and b'shas shechita you don't have in mind avodah zarah, but you have in mind to do another avodah l'shem avodah zarah? Are you chayev a potter? Maybe that's what Zedech is going to teach me. So bishleim, he said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have a kasha. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, I know anyways that halacha. Where do I know it from? Pigel. But according to Rish Lakish, you clearly didn't learn it from Pigel, because Rish Lakish, I'm a muteres. Why muteres? Let it be aser, and let's learn it out from here. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'rapopol, Rabbi Yechon le'baykra. Rabbi Barav Chanan asked his kasha only according to Rish Lakish. He didn't ask the kasha to Rabbi Yechon. Why not? According to Rabbi Yechon, it's not a kasha. I can argue that it's a kasha according to Rabbi Yechon as well, because I can only call it Rabbi Yechon. Ela behemo, if you're medayik b'shoinei hazov of the great Rabbi Yechon, what did Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Yochanan said that the animal is going to be aser. That the animal is aser, it's treated like avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is aser b'hanah. It's aser b'hanah. It's aser. That's all he said. Did he say that the gavra, the person that did it, is going to be chayiv misa? That we treat him as an oved avodah zarah? He never said that. What he said was that the animal itself is going to be aser b'hanah. And the truth is, what was Rabbi Yochanan's makar? Pigel. If somebody does an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, a koyin, and he has a machsheves pigel, he's not chayiv misa, the korban becomes aser, but he himself is not chayiv misa. So the truth is, da'i love him and adin, li'is kanadin. All Rabbi Yochanan was able to prove from pigel was, is that the animal is going to be aser, but that the person himself is going to be chayiv misa, not. What's this pasuk that we're trying to give zechanetza with? Zeveach le'lohim yachram. What does yachram mean? Rashi and Chumash again says, you must. So there we have a pasuk that says, yichayiv misa. So the faked Rav Papa, why are you, Rav Bar Rav Chanan, asking your kasha only according to Rish Lakish? Because according to Rav Yechon, you tell me, I don't need Zevech Lelim Yochem to teach me Mechashim L'Avoida L'Avoida. I know Mechashim L'Avoida L'Avoida from Pigel. But the Cheshbin is that from Pigel, all you know is, like Rav Yechonan said, Asura. But that you Chayiv Misa, that you don't know from Pigel. So L'Chur, the kasha is a kasha according to Rav Yechon as well. Tzai, according to Rish Lakish, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Zevech Elohim Yochem is coming to teach me Mechashim Le'avoida La'avoida. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn it from Pigel? Rabbi Yochanan just learned from Pigel that the animal is Aser, but that the person's Chayiv Misa that he doesn't know, maybe that's what Yochanan is coming to teach me. But it's not coming to teach me on the Klal. What is teaching me on the Klal? Hishtachavah, says the Gemara. Again, inside, Maskel for Rapopo, Rabbi Yechon, Leib, Boy, Krak, Rabbi Yechon, you don't need a Pasuk, Adkan, because Rabbi Yechon, Elab, Hema. Or Rabbi Yechon said, is that the animal's awesome? Abba Gavadoi, Bar, Ketol, Uva, Asr, Kol, Chuyuvi, Gavadoi, Ketol. Maybe the Pasuk coming to teach me that the person's even going to be Chayiv Miso. Now, Maskel for Rabbi Achabred, Ravika. And Rabbi Achabred, Ravika also had a problem with Rav Bar, Rav Chanan said. But he asked the Kasha, he said, Ulurei Shlokish, me, Ba'ikra. He told Rav Bar Rav Chanan, I don't agree with your whole premise. You're coming to me and you're telling me, Zayveyach, Lelihim Yochram is maybe not coming to be Malamed on the cloud. Hishtachavah is coming to be Malamed on the cloud. What do you need from Zayveyach? What are you going to do with the Pasuk? You're going to teach me Mechashon Lavoida Lavoida. And you were very clear that you thought the Kasha was a Kasha according to Rishlokish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it wasn't a Kasha. Why is it posh that it's a Kasha according to Rishlokish? Because according to Rishlokish, who doesn't learn Mechashon Lavoida Lavoida from Pigel, so maybe that's what this Pasuk is coming to teach me. But the Gemara says, no, I don't know if you're right. Same diak that Rav Papa made, but in the reverse. What was Rav Papa's diak? Rav Papa's diak was that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish were only arguing whether the animal is aser or the animal is mutter. That was the machloikis. Is asura? Rabbi Yechon and Omar asura? Rish Lakish Omar muteris. As far as the gavra goes, doesn't say anything about the gavra. Rav Papa assumed maybe the gavra is not chayim misa. Rav Acha Breid, Rav Ika is going to assume just the opposite. Maybe all Rish Lakish said muteris is that the animal is going to be mutter. Aval gavra bar ketolahu. But maybe Rish Lakish held that the gavra is going to be bar ketolah. Here's the maisa. Could be when Rish Lakish said mechashu me'avoida la'avoida muteris, he meant the animal is going to be mutter b'hana. Mutter b'hana. You can't learn it from pigle. But the person that did the avoida is going to be Chayiv Misa. Now, how would he know that? He doesn't know it from Pigel. Number one, he doesn't learn out anything from Pigel because he holds the animal is mutter. He argues with Rabbi Yechonon. And even if he wanted to learn it from Pigel, he couldn't learn it from Pigel because a Kayin that doesn't avoid this Pigel is not Chayiv Misa. So he must have known it, Rashi says, Misvara. Okay. How then is it possible that someone can do an avoida, it'll be deemed avoida zara, but at the same time, the thing the avoida itself is not going to be also bano. So the Gemara says there's precedence for that. Midi dehava mishtacha v'lahar. If somebody bows down to a mountain, the har mutter, the halach is the har, being that its karka does not become also bano. And if somebody worships it, he's like a regular person who's chayiv misas bezin, sayif or skila. But the point is that if someone bows down to ahar, you find precedence for this concept where just because it's an avodah zarah, you're chayiv misa, but doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is going to be asabana. So in other words, Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika asked the kasha just the opposite. I said, I don't know what you want from this machlokes over here. You're telling me zaveh lehim yachram is miyutar, and it's coming to teach me mechash avodah l'avodah. Maybe everybody else mechash l'avodah l'avodah is going to be chayiv. So Rav Papa loved what Rav Rachanan said. He loved it so much. He said, why are you only asking your kasha according to Rish Lakish? I think it's a kasha even according to Rav Yechanan, because maybe even Rav Yechanan doesn't hold that mechash v'avodah l'avodah is chayiv misa. So maybe that's what he needs a veich l'lehim yachram for, to tell me you chayiv misa. Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika was just the opposite. He didn't like the kasha at all. He says, you're telling me that zeveich l'lehim yachram is coming to teach mechash v'avodah l'avodah? Why in the world should you need a pasuk to tell me mechash v'avodah l'avodah? I think it's svara mechash v'avodah l'avodah, you should be chayiv misa. Isn't it a machlokes Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish? So at the very least, according to Rish Lakish, who holds mechash v'avodah shari, at least according to him, you should need a pasuk. No, it's not true. They were just arguing whether it's us or a mutter. Do you treat it like a har, or do you treat it like all avodah zarah? Could you learn from pigle? Could you not learn from pigle? But as it relates to be chayiv misa, that absolutely not. Bottom line is, what was Rav Bar Avchanan's kasha? His kasha was that, how do you know that zeveach is the maybe Yishtachava is the Yotzim and Aklal, Lelamed Ala Klal Kuloi. Amalei Rav Acha Midiv to the Rabin, Lelamed Akom Alei Rav Baruch Chanan Labaya. According to what Rav Baruch Chanan told Abaya, the Eim Yotzim Yishtachava Lelamed Ala Klal Kuloi, what did Rav Baruch Chanan want to have? Yeshiva, what do you want to have? He wanted to say that maybe you're always going to be chayev if it's dum yedish tachava. It doesn't have to be avodas pnim. As long as it's dum yedish tachava, you're going to be chayev. So he said, how are you going to explain another pasuk? And this is Dvarim Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed. The pasuk over there says, Hisham lecha pentinok yesh achareyem. Acharei hisham da mipanecha upentidrosh leiloyheyem lemar. So Moshe is telling the Yidden, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to conquer the land. Hachrim tacharimim, you have an obligation, you have a mitzvah to eradicate every last zecher of the Umayyads that are living there. Of course, the Yidden didn't do that, and that's where all the tzaras came in Navi. But that was the mitzvah that they had. And he says, get rid of them and get rid of their avodah zarah. Leimar, echa yavdu agoyim eila sa'ilim ve'asah gamoni. You have to make sure you don't say, take a look at how the Umay Sa'ilim worshipped these avodah zarahs. Ve'asah kim gamoni. And let me do the same thing. So again, it's one of the many psukim in the Torah that talk about the idea of avodah zarah. So it says, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Midif L'Ravina, L'mayi D'Kom Alei Rav Rav Chana L'Abayi, Emi Yotzah Shtachah B'Lam Adal Kal Kulei, Echa Yavdu L'Mutei Mai. What's it coming to be Mamayit? And Pashit, Echa Yavdu is coming to be Mamayit if you do an avodah, Shaloi Kedarka. What does Echa Yavdu sound like it's saying? Take a look at how they did it, and that's what you shouldn't do. It means you can't worship an avodah zarah in the way they worship their avodah zarah. Avodah Kedarka. But if it's avodah Shaloi Kedarka, it's going to be okay. The question is, what's it coming to be Mamayit? Bishloima, Lemaisa, where we say the only time you're chayiv on Shaloi Kedarka is if it's an avoidas pnim, so it's coming to be mayit, an avoidas Shaloi Kedarka, that's not avoidas pnim. But Rav Baruch Chanan wanted that dumi deshtachava, you should always be chayiv even Shaloi Kedarka. That means you're always going to be chayiv Shaloi Kedarka. So when are you not going to be chayiv Shaloi Kedarka? What then is Eicha Yavdu coming to be Memayit? Maybe it's coming to be Memayit if somebody does an avodah Shaloi Kedarka and it's not a derech kovid, it's a derech bezoyim. Derech bezoyim, maybe that it's coming to be Memayit. But the Gemara says Mishtachava Nafka. I could learn that from Mishtachava as well. Because my Mishtachava derech kibud, I've called derech kibud. Even though Mishtachava doesn't limit the avodah to avodas pnim, because the shtachava itself was not considered by Chazal avodas pnim, but the shtachava was derech kovet, at the very least limited to a derech kovet. So hapayir atzmi lezoivchen, I don't need a pasuk to be memayit where it's shaloi kedarka. I know that also from shtachava. Says the Gemara, Ella, you know what it's coming to be memayit that pasuk lemuute hapayir atzmi lemarkulis. If somebody worships Markulis the way they used to worship Bar Pa'ar, or vice versa. What did Bar Pa'ar and Markulis have in common? The Derech Avodah was Derech Bezoyim. So you did it, Shaloi Kedarka, Derech Bezoyim, but what's the punchline? The punchline is that you worshipped an Avodah Zarah that people used to worship, the Derech Bezoyim, in a Shaloi Kedarka, Derech Bezoyim to go away. I would have thought, being that the derech avoid is bezoyin, af kol bezoyin. So this shalei kedarki, even though it's derech bezoyin, it should be chayev. That's what eicha yavdel muta is. Meaning, you're right from hishtachava, you know derech kovid, but maybe you only know derech kovid when it's an avoda zara that the derech is to be oivid a derech kovid. But let's say you have an avoda zara where the derech is to worship it bederech bezoyin. Maybe if you do it in a different type of derech bezoyin, you'd be chayev. The bottom line is the Gemara has an eitza for what you're going to do with eicha yavdu agoy. But the Gemara has one more kasha. El b'hod om Rabbi Eliezer said, "Be nice, zedech lehem lemar kulus uchayev." If somebody shechts an animal, lemar kulus is chayev. And what's the makor shenemar v'le yizbuchu oid esiv chayem l'seirim? So this is an interesting pasuk. This pasuk is in Parshas Achrimos, and the context over there, again, another one of the psukim that talk about avodah zarah. But the context over there is really shchutei chutz. So we know there's a whole perek in one of the most lamedish prakim in the entire Seder Kacha, the Sfarim written on just this perek, perek at Sheichet Vahamayla. So perek at Sheichet Vahamayla talks about the Isser of Shchutei Chodz, Halas Chodz. So there's a halacha that if you have a carbon, a real carbon, not a avodah zarah, a real carbon, achatas, anoyla, shlomim, and you bring this carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, yichayiv karas. Two parashas in the Torah. One parasha says you're not allowed to shecht an animal bachutz. Another parasha says you're not allowed to be makter the chalavim of an animal bachutz. The Gemara learns out from the different avodas as well. But the bottom line is hashechet v'hamayla bachutz taloch is yichayiv koras. It's pesukim of parashas Achrimos, and the Torah gives a reason why yichayiv koras. You know why? Says the Torah, because by refraining from shchutei chutz, you will be protected. It's like a harchaka from doing something even more chamor. Because the Yidden in Mitzrayim were unfortunately over the avodah zarah. And when they left Mitzrayim, the Torah had to make sure that they would never come back to do the avodah zarah that they did. So there were certain mitzvahs, laws that were put in place as harchakas to make sure you'd never come to do avodah zarah as well. If you go through the Rambam and Mayor Nevuchim, the Rambam explains a lot of mitzvahs of Torah this way, but related to ideas of avodah zarah that the Yidden were affiliated with when they were in Mitzrayim. But here the Torah says in Beforish, the Torah says that I don't want you to shecht anything b'chutz. Don't even shecht a korban b'chutz. You know why? Because if you're going to shecht the korban b'chutz, the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to shecht avodah zarah. So v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'seirim asherim zoinim achareim. I don't want you to shecht Seirim. Now, what's Seirim? If you take a look at the Targum, unkelus on the word Seirim, says Shedim. And this is based on a historical fact that once upon a time, people used to worship the devil, right? Devil worshiping. And the people that worshiped the devil believed that the goat was the living embodiment of the devil. So the goat had a lot of symbolism related to devil worship. Comes from the Torah. Take a look in Rashi and Chumash. Ayin Berishonim. Seir is a goat. The Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippur, right? A Seir is a goat. That's what a Seir is. And it's really referring to not people that worship goats, but it was people that worship the devil. It was devil worship. Unfortunately, this is what it was. It was Shedim. But the point is the Torah says, Shchutei Chutz is Aser, to prevent you from coming to Shecht L'Seir. Now we have another pasuk over here that says that you're not allowed to Shecht to Avodah Zarah. And that's, we started the whole daf with Zveyach Lelehim Yachram, Zvicha Bechlal Hatzav, Yatzav and Aklal, Lamed Al Aklal Kula. So now we have another pasuk that the Torah tells us that Zvicha is Aser. V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evcheim Eseir. So what are we going to do with this pasuk? We have to learn something from here. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, or some say Rabbi Eliezer already addressed the issue. You know, if somebody shecht to an avodah zarah, whose derech avodah zarah dafka zvicha, so it's shaloi kedarka. But zvicha is certainly a avodah that's derech kavod. But he did it to Markulis, and what's the chiddush of Markulis? Markulis is an avodah zarah where the derech avodah is not derech kavod; it's derech bezayin. So kedai techamina, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. Sadi, you know you chayiv. Shenema, it's learned that from the pasuk. V'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'seirim. This pasuk right here. It may not even look at darko. I don't need it to tell me that you chayiv kedarko d'chsev eichel yavdu. D'neyo inyin she loy kedarko. Let me learn it instead from she loy kedarko. It's coming to teach me that if somebody serves an avodah zarah whose derech avodah is derech bezayin, you do it b'derech kavod in a shaloi kedarka diga way, obviously. That loch is he going to be chayiv? I don't know that from Zveich Lelehim Yochram. I know that from the second Zvicha. La yizbuch hoyd is avcheim l'seir. What's the kasha? Mishtach avo nafko. So the Gemara is not very wordy here. So the kasha is that bishloima, Ayin B'merami explains the Gemara's kasha, bishloima, the way the pashtus in the Gemara is that Zvicha is coming to teach me the klal, meaning bilti l'Hashem levad is the klal. Zvicha b'klal hoisa v'yotza l'lami. So I know from Zvicha that you chayiv for Zvicha or anything similar to it, even shaloi kedarka. So I would have thought that maybe the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you're doing this avodah shaloi kedarka, which is an avodah pnim, to an avodah zara where the derech avodah is derech kof. But if the derech avodah is derech bezoi, maybe you're not going to be chayiv. That's why yizbuch oedis of chayim l'sirim and eino inyan l'kedarka, and it's eino inyan for an avodah zara, that's derech kovid. Can you win you for an avodah zara, that's derech bezoi. But if Rav Baruch Hanan wanted to be right, that was his kasha, this is all hypothetical. Rav Baruch Hanan had a kasha, that maybe the way to set it up is that ishtachava is being malamid ala klal, and zvich is coming to teach me something else. But he wanted that ishtachava should be the limud for when you're chayef for an avodah shloi kedarka. Dumya de ishtachava. If that's the melame, then I shouldn't need this in Einar Indian. I don't need this extra pasuk. Because I know that if someone is mishtachava to an avodah zara, where it's shloi kedarka, whether the avodah zara that you're bowing down to is derech is to worship at derech kovin, or whether the avodah zara that you're bowing down to is derech is to worship at derech bezoin, you're always going to be chayef. How do we know that? It's a Gemara later, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is the rest of the story as far as what the Gemara's kash is. So the Gemara's kash is Bishloima, if the Melamed on the Kal is Zeveach Lelehim Yachram, I only know if you're doing it to an Avodah Zarah who's Derech, is Derech Kav, not Derech Bezayin. But if the Melamed is a Shtachavo, I know from somewhere else that you Chayev, if you're Mishtachave, Shaloi Kedarka to an Avodah Zarah who's Derech, is Derech Bezayin. So I don't need them, Eino Yinyin. So the Gemara says, Nafgahasav is Zeveach Lelehim Yachram. It must be that this is coming to teach me something else, another Limud, Vlayizbuch Oed is in Eino Yinyin, not to tell me that you Chayev for an Avodah Kavod Shaloi kedarka, even with the derech to worship the avodah zara is derech bezayin. But rather, it's when someone is he worships lahachas, he doesn't have in mind any teyavin, any taiva. Rashi says ve'inu mischavin lekabli olav beliha. He doesn't even have in mind to take it upon himself as avodah zara. Vashbino kro. That's what this pasuk is coming to teach me. The over bilav exhale. Zok the Gemara. Rav Amnuna irchus aleitur. Rav Amnuna once lost two Shvarim, he was trying to find his Shvarim. Pogabei Rabba, and as he's looking to find the Shvarim, he meets Rabba. Rambali Masis Adadi. So Rabba sees Rav Amnuna, he says, I want to ask you a kash. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Oivid Avid Eskechav, Chayiv Skilo, and it's Mashma, Diuk, in the Mishnah, Oividin, Oimeloi. Only someone that worships Avid Azara is Chayiv Skilo. But if somebody says that he is going to worship Avid Azara, if someone just verbally takes upon himself this Avid Azara, he's not Chayiv. You have to be oivid. That's the whole sugi. What type of an avoida? Avoidas pnim, avoidas kovid, avoidas bizayin, kedarka, shalom kedarka. But the bottom line is, oivid in, that's the most obvious dik in this sugi, in this Mishnah, oimer loy. The problem is, from a Mishnah later, vanantanan, samach zayin amad aleph, oimer evoid. Somebody says, I am going to worship an avoida zara. Eilech ve'evoid, I'm going to go worship the avoida zara. Neilech ve'nami, lom again tzizamin. Let's go together and worship the avoida zara. That loch is yichayev skilo. So that's a blatant stira between two Mishnayos and 1 week away in Daf Yomi. So you have Daf Samach Oyved and Daf Samach Zayin, you have Ha'oimer. So is it Oyved, is it Oimer? Amalesi, he told him, Ba'oimer, ini mekabli alai elo ba'avoido. So Rav Amnuna answered, Rabba on the spot. He told him that it's true. If somebody says, Evoi, Eilech ve'evoi, Neilech ve'navi, that in and of itself can constitute avodah zara. And you can be chayv skilo, even though you didn't do any avodah at all. Nothing, not avodah pnim, nothing. You didn't do anything. That in and of itself can constitute avodah zara. Why then do we have a whole Mishnah that's discussing which avodahs you have to do? I mean, by the time you got to do the avodah, weren't you already mekabel? No, it's talking about where you specifically said, you stipulated, you said, I'm going to this avodah zara. I'm thinking about maybe worshipping it. I don't want to be mekabel this avodah zara upon myself until I actually do the avodah. When I do the avodah, if I do it, I want the avodah in and of itself to be the kabbalah. Apparently there was some kabbalah that was very significant when it came to avodah zara. But the point is that kabbalah should happen as I do the avodah. But up until the avodah, he specifically stipulated that he doesn't want that to be avodah zara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef heard this exchange. He said, Tanoi shoklas me'almo. He says, you know, two amirom are having a conversation as if there's no tanoim in the world. As if the Tanoim never lived. This is Machlekes Tanoim. Rabba, he asked Rav Amnuna while he's looking for his Shvarim. What's going on? It's my first machlekes tanoim. Time you went to the brayso. Imre boyu ve'evduni. If somebody goes over to somebody else and he's a meisus umadiach, so what's a meisus? He tries persuading someone to do avodah zarah, but he didn't try to persuade this person to be oved to balpar, to markulis, or to the shemesh or the yareach or kol tzva shamayim. He wanted this person to worship himself. He said boyu ve'evduni, worship me. Rameya Mechayev, Rameya says he chayev, Rabbi Yehuda poit, Yehuda says he potter. Hecha de polchu, so the Gemara says as follows. If the person would actually have worshipped him, the person would actually have bowed down to him, meaning Reuven's trying to get Shimon to worship he himself, Reuven. So if Shimon would actually worship Reuven, he brings him a karban, he's menasech yayin on him, whatever exactly he does. So that's poshit, kuli amalei pligi. Everybody agrees that Reuven, the Mesis, we're looking at it from the Mesis perspective, is going to be chayiv. Dichsiv, and that's learned that from the pasuk, leisasa lecha pesel, and we learn leisasa lecha, you yourself shouldn't be a pesel. So that's poshit, you would be chayiv. You just became a pesel when the person worshipped you. Ki pligi, what was the machlokes b'dibur b'yamo? With Shimon never did anything. Shimon never worshipped Reuven. Reuven told Shimon to worship him, and Shimon actually never did anything about it. Rameya Savra Meir holds Dibura Milsehi. If all Reuven did was talk Shimon or try to convince him into doing something and nothing ever came from it, all you have is Dibur, that doesn't bother me. Because Dibura Milsehi. Dibur is a Milsa and you can be Chai Misa for Dibura. Rabbi Yehuda Savra, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dibura Lav Milsehi, being that all it was Dibur Lav Milsehi. Now, one important caveat in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that an ordinary Mesis of Madiach, if Reuven would try to convince Shimon to be Oyvei to the Shemesh of the Yereach, whether Shimon does it or doesn't do it, Reuven's still considered a Mesis. There's nothing to talk about. Reuven's considered a Mesis for trying to convince him to do it. The only time there's a Machlokes remaining Rabbi Yehuda, at this point in the Gemara, is where Reuven's trying to get Shimon to worship he himself. There the Gemara says, entertains it sad that it could be Dibur Lav Milsehi. That Dibur in and of itself is not going to be enough. What's the Chilik? The Chilik, I guess, is that if you try to convince someone to worship the Shem, being that people do worship, not today, but once upon a time, the pagans, they worship the sun and the moon and all these different types of Avodah Zarah. So the significance to the Dibur, trying to get someone to do something that people already do, has some sort of chshivas. But if you're trying to convince someone to do something that no one's ever done before, that's considered Dibur Lav Milsehi. It's just silly talk. So it has no chshivas. You're not going to be chayef skila for that. But either way, the Gemara wants to say, the Avim Achleks remain Rabbi Yehuda, where somebody says, worship me, and the person never worshipped him. Are you chayiv or you're not chayiv? And what was the halacha? Rav Meir says he chayiv, Rav Yehuda says you're not chayiv. And what's the shaila? Diburim milsi, dibur lav milsi. So in the context of Avodah Zarah, is dibur milsa or is dibur not milsa? According to Rav Meir it is, according to Rav Yehuda it's not. So maybe that's the answer to the steer as well. The Mishnah that says, our Mishnah, oived Avodah Zarah, you have to be oived, holds dibur lav milsi. So if dibur lav milsi, shitas Rav Yehuda, that's why you're not going to be chayiv unless you do the Avodah. The Mishnah that says, evoid, elech ve'evoid, nelech. That's going according to a mayor that holds Dibura Milsi. And just like Dibura Milsi, when you mace someone to be over yourself, even if he doesn't serve you, still that loch is, you're considered a mace because you're Dibura Milsa. So too, if you say, Eilech the Evoid, etc., that's considered a Dibura. But Hodam Rabbi Yezer is a Lab Milsi. Rabbi Yezer was the one who said it, and Rabbi Yezer himself realized that he made a mistake. I know for a fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yechayev, if you say Evoid, Eilech the Evoid, Neilech the Navoid, how do we know that? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Loilem, Yechayev, Achayoyme, Evoid, Eilech the Evoid, Neilech the Navoid. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself, who's the one that seems to hold Dibura Lab Milsi regarding the maces, holds that if someone says, I'm going to be Rabbi Zara, he's going to be chayef. So you can't tell me that the teretz to the steer between the two Mishnayos are Rabbi Yehuda, because it doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei says the Gemara b'maykom mifl. He said, what then is the machlokes by mesis la'atzmai? You can't say the machlokes is whether dibur milsi, dibur la milsi, because we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds dibur milsi. Rabbi Yehuda says evoid, elech ve'evoid, nelech ve'navoid. You're going to be chayef even if you don't do the avoida. Still, he says if you're mesis someone and the person doesn't do the avoida, you're not going to be chayef again. So it can't be because Dibur Lav Milsi, because you see from Eilech Ve'ever, he holds Dibur Milsi. What's them shining Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Machlekes Remei Rabbi Yehuda is something completely different. It's talking about B'meisis La'atzmai, V'armi La'i. So Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, Shimon, I want you to worship me. I'm an Avodah Zarah, I'm a deity. worship me, right? By the way, there's precedence for this. There were people that were considered, I'm sure precedence for people that tried getting people to worship them where it didn't work out. But even for people that were considered a deity, Paro, Alexander the Great, so there's a lot of precedence. And Ramban talks about Allah Torah, maybe we'll talk about it next week. So it says the Gemara, yeah, exactly. Mar Savar, Mesis, what happened? So Reuben goes over to Shimon and he says, worship me. Bamalei in, he says, yeah, absolutely. Says the Gemara, the Machlekes is, what did he mean when he said absolutely? Rameir says, yeah, people sometimes worship other people. The in the karmi le kushtu. So when he said, I'll do it, we have to assume he meant it literally. People don't worship other people. They do back of the envelope arithmetic. They make a very elementary cheshbon. They say, what did he mean when he said absolutely? He meant to be, yeah, right. Yeah, of course, absolutely, no question. Where do I sign? What do you need me to do? He was being sarcastic. That's the point. Achuchi Aleh was being facetious. But either way, that was what the Machloikis was. So coming back to the steer between the two Mishnah, so if it's not the Machloikis Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, what is the teretz? Yeah, we have a Mishnah that says, oive, you have to do some sort of avoida. And then it says, no, you don't even have to do avoida. Evoid, elich ve'avoid, elich ve'avoid. Don't you talk about it. You're mekabel it verbally. That in and of itself is... No. So the first teretz we had was Rav Hamnuna's teretz. That's what Rav Hamnuna said when he was looking for his shvarim. He said the chiluk is that usually you chayiv when you mekabel, unless you say specifically, I don't want the kabbal to take place until I do the avodah. Rav Yosef thought it's a machlokes tanan, but we knocked that out. So the Gemara is going to say five more pshatim and what the teretz to the stira might be. Sok to Gemara can be yochid hanises can be rabim hanisasim. Could be the chiluk is this person that was just persuaded into doing Avodah Zarah, and that's why he's about to do Avodah Zarah. Is he doing this? Is he acting by himself, or is he doing it with a rabbi? Yochid lo yimlech v'tayv asrei. A yochid, when he says he's going to do something, presumably he's going to end up doing it. Rabbin, but if it's a group of people, there's five people together, and they all five say, "Let's go do Avodah Zarah." There, that's not considered. You know why? Because mimluchi, it could be the five people will talk it through together. They'll have this chabura, this chavrusa shav. They'll discuss it, and they're realizing, you know, maybe it's not the smartest thing we've ever done. And therefore, it could be they'll end up coming around. So either way, says the Gemara, it depends. If you're a yachid, yichai mishas kabbalah, because the assumption is you're going to do it. If you're a rabbin, it's not mucha. By the way, there's a lot of takonis chazals. You find that it's only aser be yachid, but be rabbin, ervin daf gimel, you have it in Shabbos Daf Yubeis. It's different Gemaras where there's an idea that, like, you're not allowed to learn La'ir Aner. Two people could learn La'ir Aner. Because when you have two people, Mitkiri Adadi, there is a concept when there's more people there, we're a little less concerned of what the outcome is going to be. So that's what the Gemara says. A Yochid, yeah, right away. A Rabbim, not. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Mino, I mean, Allah, Rabbi Yosef. How do I know that? This precedence for it. Because the Pasuk says, Lo'y Soiva Lo'y, V'lo'y Sishma Elov. Ha'ova V'shoma Chayev. So Rabbi Yosef said that, you know, the Pasuk says, if someone tries to persuade you into doing Avodah Zarah, don't listen to him. Like Soivaloi for the Sishma Olav. And with Medayik, it sounds like, but if you do listen to him, as soon as you listen to him, even if you didn't actually do the Avodah, you didn't actually do the Avodah Zarah, at that point you're going to be Chayiv. Ha'ova v'shama Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv already at that point. And by the way, it's Balashin Yochid, it's not Balashin Rabbim. So you see, Rabbi Yosef says, you see it all from this passage. You see your Chayiv just for wanting to do Avodah Zarah, because Ha'ova v'shama Chayiv, as long as you want to do it, you're already dead. At that point, you're already Chayiv. But at the same time, we're talking about a yochid, we're not talking about the rabbi. But Abaya said, Mishani ben, this is the rabbi, and this is the yochid. I don't agree with your chilik, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said that the chilik is between a yochid and a rabbi. There's no chilik by way deserve between a yochid and a rabbi. How do I know that? V'tanyo, ki yisischo, chicho ben imecho. Echad yochid hanisis, v'echad rabbim hanisosim. We know that a yochid that's persuaded to doing a vaydazar is chayiv misa. A rabbim that's persuaded to doing a vaydazar, they're all chayiv misa. That's what we know is an ir and idacht. V'yitzi akos of yochid michal, rabbim michal yochid. But there's a special parasha for the yochid, there's a special parasha for the rabbim, and the yochid and the rabbim each have unique halachas. Yochid michal, rabbim lahach mal gufoy. A yochid, you find, is different than the rabbim l'chumra al gufoy. A rabbin that does avodah zarah is an ir and idachas, they're chayiv misa, which misa? Sayev. A yachid that does avodah zarah is chayiv misa, is chayiv skilo. So a yachid is more chomer al gufay, but lahakal al mamayinai. The rabbin, we get rid of their money,
all their money, the shalal, has to be brought to Rechev Ha'ir, and it's all destroyed. A yachid that doesn't make the zara, his money could stay in his bank account. Rabbi Michal Yachid Lahakel, but Rabbi Michal Yachid, you find the kula al gufam, it's the converse. The guf is more kula to get say if it's not skila hachmal b'mayna. But at the same time, you have to get rid of their money. So what's Abayis Diyik? Behumdil su deshani. You have a brisa that tells us the chilek between a yachid al avid zara and a rabbi al avid zara. What's the chilek? Two things. Which misa? Skil or Sayef, and whether or not his money is going to be lost. But it sounds like as it relates to everything else, it's going to be the same. You, Rav Yosef, just said another chilek. If somebody says, I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah, so if you're a Yochid Han, you say, you chayev right then and there. But if you're a rabbin, then maybe not, because maybe the rabbin is going to talk it over. Elam, Rabbi said, that can't be the Torah. It's kambinisis piyatzmoy, kambinisis mipiyacherim. The chilek is, are you someone that's doing Avodah Zarah on your own, or are you someone that was convinced by some? Is there a mesis in the picture, or is there no mesis in the picture? If there was no mesis, you're doing this on your own. Maybe you're going to change your mind. But if somebody talked you into it, at that point, I'm concerned you're going to be schlepped around. Rabbi Yosef's Makart, Lo Yisoy Valoy, Velo Yisish Me'elov. It says by the Mesis, don't listen to him. Ava V'sham Achayiv, as long as you want or you listen to what he says, at that point already, you're going to be Chayiv. Where does it say that? By the Mesis. So if there's a Mesis involved, then you have the Diyik. Don't listen to him, because even listening to him without worshiping, that in and of itself is going to be a bizarre. But if there's no Mesis, then you're not going to have that halacha, because it could be you're going to change your mind. Rava Amar, Rava said, all similar to Rutsim. Rava said they're both talking about whether it was a mesis, perhaps, both Mishnayas. One Mishnah is talking about where the person did his due diligence, right? He got the full lowdown on what this Avodah is all about. This is the way he eats, this is the way Avodah Zarah drinks, this is how he's mative, this is the way he's Maria. The other is talking about where he didn't give him the whole kach ichelas kach shoysim. What's the chilek? If you did your due diligence, I mean, using those words very loosely, but if you did your, you heard your spiel and this whole ganza maisa, the mythology of what this Avodah Zarah is all about, and now you say, Eloich ve'evoi, at that point we think you're going to do it. But if you didn't get the lowdown on the Avodah Zarah, you say Eilich Ve'evoi, maybe when you get a little bit closer and you hear more about this Avodah Zarah, maybe you're not going to be interested in doing it. That's the chilek. So our mission that says Oyved is talking about, well, you didn't hear about the Avodah Zarah when you said I'm going to go worship it. So there you're not chayiv until you actually do the Avodah. But had you heard about the Avodah Zarah and you said Evod, Eilich Ve'evoi, at that point you'd already be chayiv. Amar Ravi Minah Minula, is there a makar in the Torah to this distinction? I don't know about the Avodah Zarah. I don't know about the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, yeah, chsiv. Meleheyo amim ashes svivoy seichem. Hakroivim Eilecha. So it's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk that's talking about, one of the pasukim that talk about a mesu mediach, so it says that be careful not to be persuaded by bad people to doing Avodah Zarah, because they're going to come to you and they're going to tell you, let's go worship gods, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Meleheyo amim asher sviv aseichem. They're going to want you to worship Avodah Zarah that surrounds you. Hakroivim Eilecha, the ones that are close. Oya Ruchaikim Emcha, the ones that are far away. Mikteya Aretz. So the Gemara says, Mali Kraven, Mali Rechaikim, why does the Torah have to get so poetic over here? The Avodah Zarah that are close and the ones that are far. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamali, Mitivusan Shal Kraven, Atolomed, Mativusan Shal Rechaikim. Pshat is, the old Mesis, when he tried convincing someone to do Avodah Zarah, so what would he tell him? He would tell him, listen, you know, this Avodah Zarah, you worship it, all the good things are going to happen. So what would be the obvious response? Really? I don't know. I know people that worship Avodah Zarah and they're not gvirim, they're not this, they're not that. What are you talking about? He says, I understand. The ones that are craving don't work. But there's an Avodah Zarah that's roch. Nah, this one that I have, it's in the Far East. It's somewhere on the other side of the world. This is the Avodah Zarah that you want to worship. It's in India. That's the one we're going to go to. I'm telling you over there. Yeah, of course, the ones that you're familiar with don't work. So the way these people, these con men, used to wheel people in, these mesisim umedichim, they would talk about the rechaikim. Nah, don't worry about the craving. Says the Torah is preempting this argument. The Torah says, "Mitivusan shal kravim atalamid mativusan shal rechaikim." You want to know what that Avodah Zarah that's far away from you is? It's exactly like the Avodah Zarah that's next door. That Avodah Zarah that you have right next to you, segunish that. That Avodah Zarah that's rechaikim is the same way. But either way, what do you see from this pasuk? What do we want from this? Rava says, "Geshmak gezach." He says, "You see that the Mesis, when he used to try to convince people to be Avodah Zarah, he would tell them a little bit about the Avodah Zarah. He would tell them about this Avodah Zarah. It's far away. That Avodah Zarah is gevaldik. Kach icheles, kach shoyse, kach metiv, kach mit." The terrorists don't listen to him. Mitivusin shall crave him. atolomed. You know what that one is all about. And the guy's lying to you. He's a cunt. But the point is you see that's the way they used to fakoyf the avodah zara. My love, domalei kachay chelos kach shayze kach metiva kach meriya. And it's over there that you have this idea of loy soivaloi. That's the next pasuk for loy sishma elav ha'ova v'shama chayev. So if he gave you this whole sales pitch, and now you said avoid. Eilech forever, and I'm going to go to the other side of the world. I'm going to worship. That's where I'm going to find my happiness. Now you're going to be you're an Eved Avodah Zarah, because it's all going behemshuch to this whole spiel of the kravim and the rechaykim. Shema mina Ravashi Amar. Ravashi said another teretz seifa be Yisrael mumer. It could be ordinarily a person, a first time offender. He's only going to be chayv if he actually does the Avodah Zarah. But a repeat offender, someone who's been there, done that, he's already worshipped the Avodah Zarah, he's already a mumer, that person, when he says, Evoid, Eilech Evoid, there's like a chazakah that maybe he's going to do it. At that point, he's going to be chayv. Rabbina says, good kasha, I don't even have such a good teretz, loizu afsu tani. Sometimes the derech of the Tana is loizu afsu, sometimes you have zuv, ve'in tzarech lo'em zuv. Sometimes the Mish says things that you really don't have to say. What didn't it have to say? The second Mishnah. Because once the first Mishnah. Once I know that you're chayiv, if you say you're going to do Avodah Zarah, you're certainly chayiv if you do the Avodah Zarah. You're right. Loizu afzu. Not only ha'oyve, but afzu. Even if somebody says that he's going to be Avodah, you're going to be chayiv. If you sit down and you do the arithmetic, what we had over here was 7 terutzim to this stira over here between the two Mishnahs. One more Gemara. Itma. Just start the next sugya. Ha'oyve davodas kechavim me'ahava v'yira. If somebody does Avodah Zarah, but he does it me'ahava u'miyira. So what does me'ahava u'miyira mean? Zok Rashi. Me'ahavas Adam u'miyiras Adam. He's doing it because he loves somebody, or because he's afraid of somebody, maybe social pressures, it's the cool thing to do. So you're going to be Oyved Avodah Zarah because when in Rome, act like a Roman. You're doing what people are doing, literally. V'loy chosfa b'libay b'elohus. But you never intended, really, to buy in to the narishkeit that is the Avodah Zarah. So if somebody is Oyved Avodah Zarah, he puts in his grace a kapalach, he walks in, he does his Avodah, but in his mind, V'liboy ba'limoy. He never had in mind to be Oyved this Avodah Zarah. He did it me'ahava u'miyira. Is it considered Avodah Zarah? Or is it not considered Avodah Zarah? So it's a classic machloikis, Abaya and Rava. Abaya machayiv. Wherever you have a machloikis, Abaya and Rava, you know you have a festa sugya. So Abaya said chayiv. Rava ma'pater. Rava said pot. Abaya machayiv. Abaya said chayiv. Dopolcha. At the end of the day, you worship the Avodah Zarah. Rava ma'pater. Rava says pater. Ikabli ale b'liha. In iloy loy. That's Avodah Zarah is not going through the motions of Avodah Zarah. It's actually being mekabel Avodah Zarah. But if you're not mekabel Avodah Zarah, you're not going to be chayv. Simin eved yishtacha v'lo mashiach. How do I know? What's my mekar that are oyved Avodah Zarah? May have a mirror, you're going to be chayv. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, oyved Avodah Zarah, echadah echada oyved. The Mishnah said, echada oyved, and then it gave examples of Avodah. Echadah mezabech, v'amekatev, v'amenasech, v'ameshtachal. But it started off with the general statement. Abai was bothered. Why did the Mishnah have to say this general statement of Echad Oyve? Ah, I know why. Echad Oyve me'ahava u'miyira. To teach me that you chayv, even if you did it me'ahava u'miyira. And then, if you didn't do it me'ahava, you're also going to be chayv giving it. But that's what Echad Oyve is coming to teach me. Echad Oyve is extra. It's l'rabbis, you chayv, even if you're Oyve me'ahava u'miyira. What's Rava going to tell you? Forgot yesterday's daf. Rava Avaloch. Loi, Kedibataritz Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah already said in yesterday's daf. What's Echad Oyved coming to teach me? Kedarka. Yechayiv when it's Kedarka. And then the Mishnah gives you examples of when Yechayiv, even when it's Shaloi Kedarka. But the point is that Echad Oyved is Kedarka. It's not coming to teach me. Ha'oyved me'ahavo me'yiro. Says the Gemara. Amar Abayas. Abayas said, I hear. That's not my makar. But Mino Amidala, what's my makar? Again, that Oyved me'ahavo me'yiro. You can be chayiv. Time we learn to the Brice. Leis Shtacha ve'lohem. V'loi so'ovdeh. This is in Naseres Adibris. We learn from there. Lohem yata mishtacha. You're not allowed to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Avul ata mishtacha ve'lo adam kemoyscha. You're allowed to bow down to a person. You find in the Torah that they used to bow down to people. So you're allowed to bow down to a person. You're just not allowed to bow down to an Avodah Zarah. It says the Brice, a very important caveat to this halacha. Yochol, I would have thought, afilu nevot kahaman. I would have thought even someone who's treated as an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara's example is Haman. Haman was an Avodah Zarah. So even somebody like that, I would have thought you're allowed to bow down to. You're telling me you're allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So you would have thought that you're allowed to bow down, I'm sorry, to a person. So are you even allowed to bow down to a person that is himself an Avodah Zarah? Talmud loyma v'loysa avdeh. So loysa ishtacha v'lohem v'loysa avdeh. Teaches me laws regarding hishtachavoy. Loysa ishtacha v'lohem, you're allowed to bow down to a person. Not if the person's an Avodah Zarah. Now, who is the example given in this Braisa? Haman. Said Abayev, Haman, Meira Havonevad. When they served Haman, but people worshipping Haman because they really believed in the power of Haman? No, Haman was a scary guy. He was powerful. They bowed down to Haman because he was second to the king. He was a big deal. That's why they bowed down to him. But it was Meira. And still, you see, the Braisa says, we learn from the Loisa of day that you're not allowed to bow down to Haman. For Rav Amar, Rav says, not true. Love Dafka. The Braisa never said that if somebody bowed down to Haman, he was an Eved Avodah Zarah. The Braisa just used Haman as an example of someone that was theoretically a human being, but viewed by himself and maybe even by others in Avodah Zarah. V'rava kehaman v'loy kehaman. Kehaman in the sense that you're Avodah Zarah kehaman. It's just an example of an Adam that's an Avodah Zarah. You're not just bowing down as a social grace. You're bowing down from an Avodah Zarah standpoint. But it could be v'loy kehaman. But maybe someone that worshipped Haman wouldn't have been chayev. Evil Haman miyira, because Haman people worship miyira. The Hacha lav miyira, but really, if somebody worships miyira, you're not.